Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ken Fallon, and today's episode is on installing X Screensaver on KDE 4. I didn't know I needed to install X Screensaver on KDE 4 until I went looking for the Blue Screen of Death screensaver, which I knew existed. I also knew some other screensavers existed, and I wanted the ability to install them. Now, KDE, for some reason, comes with a very limited set. They're quite nice, all right, but not a relatively limited set of screensavers. As I searched, I found out that the Blue Screen of Death screensaver was located in xscreensaver-data-extras. And when I looked in there, I could even find an XML file under user share xscreensaver config Blue Screen of Death bsod.xml. But for some reason, it wasn't appearing in the KDE option for configuring screensavers. So eventually, I came across Youngest and Bitches Still Ish, to believe. Yeah, I'm minding the kids here, so they've been very good and very quiet, so I'm just going to record a show in between. So I came across this how-to on the X screensavers, and I'll basically read a little portion of it. KDE also has invented their own screensaver framework instead of simply using X screensaver. And it goes into a rant of why that's a bad thing. So basically, turns out that the KDE screensavers doesn't support X screensaver. They give you a quick little how-to on how to disable the current screensaver and start the other one. Now, what I did was I went into Control Center, and then under Display Screensavers, I unchecked Start Automatically. And then I went to, so I disabled that. And then I located auto start in my home directory. So I found it in .kde auto start. And then I created a desktop entry using vi.kde/AUTOSTRT/xscreensaver.desktop. And in there, there's desktop entry exec equal x screensaver name equal x screensaver type equals application xkde startup notify equals false. This, of course, will be in the show notes. And then one last thing I had to do was place the x desktop underscore lock or krunner underscore lock or kscreensaver lock for a script that will call xscreensaver-command-lock. So when you press the lock button to lock the keyboard, it will call the X screensaver one as opposed to the KDE built-in one. And I did a locate on all those three options, and I came up with a file called user lib KDE 4 lib extras K screensaver locker. So I backed that up, and I edited a new file. I edited that file to include /bash/bin/sh xscreensaver-command /lock, and then I changed mod -x that file name, and then all of a sudden I was done. One thing that was a bit funny was that xscreensaver-command was missing, and as it turns out, I didn't have xscreensaver installed. Despite having xscreensaver-data-extras installed, so I had to go to the trouble of installing X Screensaver, and I installed that, and it had some recommended packages. Jonas, ich bin beinahe klar. Can you be just still? Thank you, Will. Okay, I did sudo apt-get install X Screensaver xli xloadimage blah blah blah. It'll all be in the show notes for this episode. And then, lo and behold, it was installed. And it worked as if by magic. And there was much amusement and merriment as I walked away from my desk running Linux to having a blue screen of death for a Windows 2003 server on my screen. Caused much merriment. However, one interesting fact was when I did reboot my machine, it asked me if I wanted to run the auto start program, and I needed to confirm that that was something I needed to do. And I think that is absolutely excellent. And with that, I'll like to thank my children, Jonas, Yuvheil, Huchadan, for being quiet during this episode. And if you would like to record an episode, if you've got 5 minutes when the kids are quiet or whatever, why don't you do that? It would be great. We all look forward to hearing some more shows on the HBR network. Time to get more shows on. Start recording shows. Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HBR is sponsored by Gero.net, so head on over to CARO.EU for all of the TV.